Fire shuts down a ministry's headquarters in Haiti. Religion laws won't stop Christian work in Central Asia. And a mission group plants seeds for a future harvest of church growth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, René Préval has been sworn in as Haiti's president. The first action was urging his divided population to unite for peace. The scenario has been a roller coaster ride for Christian World Outreach. Their ministry faces a hard challenge, says CWO's Greg Yoder.
We thought we were getting ahead here without the political problems going on in the country, and then we're hit by this, so it just seems like one thing after another sometimes.
This was an accident Saturday that caused an electrical surge to destroy their headquarters in Port-au-Prince.
We're trying to get some electricians to go down so we can rewire the whole building. The immediate need is to have some people that could go on short notice interested in serving that way. Electrical supplies, outlets, switches, and then even financing.
Yoder says their evangelistic work will be affected because their headquarters are heavily damaged.
Pray that God will supply and that things will continue on and that through this that his name will be glorified.
Next, despite laws restricting religious freedom in the Central Asian republics, Bible Mission International continues its ministry there. Bible Mission's Bob Lovell says with summer approaching, summer camps are their focus.
These are church-sponsored, church-operated camps. Obviously, the kids get to have a whole lot of fun, but the purpose is to share with them the gospel. And then some of the surrounding republics, there's a little bit of some question as to how much we're able to do. But in Kazakhstan, we're not seeing any problem.
$30 can send a kid to camp this summer. Lovell says young adult English camps are very successful.
They're hearing the gospel full-time because that's what's taught. So when they sing songs, they're singing Christian songs about Jesus. And when they're learning how to read better and how to communicate better, they're talking about Jesus.
Bible Mission also needs prayer partners. Brochures are available to help you pray more effectively. Go to our website to request one. You're listening to Mission Network News. Beyond Limits is Transworld Radio's newest program launch in the Middle East. It's a grassroots ministry that aims to help Middle Eastern believers remain established and grow in their faith. The project supports TWR's Arabic broadcast to 22 countries in the region. The Arabic Ministry Director is urging solidarity in the form of moral, spiritual, and financial help. The team works closely with the indigenous church to train and equip them to share the hope of Christ in their communities. Meanwhile, Slavic Gospel Association sponsors Strategic Bible Institutes, or SBIs, in locations chosen by the indigenous Russian church leadership. Teams of pastors cooperate to fill a year-long teaching schedule to help a growing church train leaders to reach their region for Christ. Pray for this important training ministry, asking the Lord to provide resources and teachers, as well as His direction in sponsoring future SBIs. SDA also runs a seminary program and other ongoing Bible institutes. And finally, next month, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is hosting its annual Medical Missions Interface. The goal is to refresh current missionaries and recruit those considering medical missions. ABWE's Ruth Ann Raich says the schedule is set up in order to
introduce people to international healthcare ministries with ABWE, whether it be hospital ministries, clinic ministries, community health evangelism, mobile clinics, using healthcare as a tool for evangelism, discipleship, church planting, and fostering missions movements.
Race says healthcare is an important door for ministry.
You're reaching out to them in a very touchable manner so that they realize, hey, these people love me. It's putting hands on God's love. It is reaching out to them with God's love, meeting their physical needs. And in the process of doing so, you're developing a relationship with them so that you're able to share the gospel.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories you heard on today's broadcast, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website at missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.